This is the Medical Minute. I'm Dr. Ford Vox. Here's one of the all-time great medical quotes. A physician who treats himself has a fool for a patient. It dates back to one of the founders of the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. True in the 19th century, it's still true in the 21st. We can't be objective about ourselves, whether we're doctors or not. That's a crucial caveat as once fancy medical technology makes its way into our pockets. A British woman using a fetal heart monitor reassured herself that everything was okay with her pregnancy, only to learn later on a hospital sonogram that her baby had died in the womb. Many of these little Doppler devices sell online for less than $60. It's also worth keeping this lesson in mind as new technologies roll out. One example, now there's a contraption that'll attach to our smartphones and spit out a glasses prescription. It's called the IQ, and it started aggressive online marketing this summer. The American Optometric Association submitted an FDA complaint about claims made by another company, Opternative, which tests your vision online and has ophthalmologists signing off on your prescription. An IQ rep told me that her company wants us to use the device to test and track changes in our vision, but won't generate a signed prescription. Still, I fear false reassurance from these technologies. If you skip real-world eye appointments, you're missing out on the chance to catch a glaucoma or macular degeneration diagnosis early. And that's important. 2% of Americans have glaucoma, but half don't know it. These conditions start getting diagnosed in middle age, and by age 65, they're so common everybody needs yearly optometry or ophthalmology checks. And there's no app for that. Yet. For WABE, I'm Dr. Ford Vox.